From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Syrian civilians have returned to the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremist from their stronghold, which is near the Turkish border. This resident of Manbij said they had suffered a lot because of the situation there and that there were no utilities or food or water. He said they are asking the people in charge to clear our homes, he said, and the city of landmines. Extremists abandoned Manbij on Friday, retreating toward the IS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. It was not immediately clear whether those non-combatants exited Manbij as hostages or whether they had left voluntarily. Manbij has been a strategically important link in supply lines to the Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years, an attempt at asserting their dominance over the internationally recognized government. Meanwhile, the Saudi-led coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held northern city of Sada'a, killing at least 10 people. 10 children were reported injured in the attack. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, as well as political positions and any dissent under General-turned-President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who had promised stability and the revival of the faltering economy. This is VOA News. A Muslim cleric and an associate have been shot and killed in New York outside a mosque by a gunman who we understand is still at large, a motive for that shooting not immediately known. Members of the Bangladeshi community served by that mosque say they want the shooting treated as a hate crime. French judge rejected on Saturday a demand by a French Muslim group to overturn a ban on burkinis, the full-body head-covering swimwear worn by Muslim women in public. Burkini ban was passed quietly late last month in Cannes, where the mayor said beachwear showing religious affiliation could disturb public order. Faiza Ben Mohammed, Secretary General of France's Federation of Muslims of the South, says the ban unfairly targets Muslims and is not an answer to fighting terrorism.
When you're talking about Muslims, everything is a problem. Everything. The food, the clothes, the swimming pools, now the beach.
This is not the first time the burkinis, along with other Muslim symbols, have been issues. Authorities have also banned the face-covering hijab, girls wearing veils at school. Opponents argue the crackdown violates free expression. One of the first things spectators noticed this week when they entered the Aquatic Center in Rio's Olympic Park was the different colored water in the two pools. VOA's Park Brewer is in Rio de Janeiro with our report.
The bigger pool at the outdoor venue, which has been staging water polo, is close to being the normal light blue, while the diving pool is green.
We, of course, investigated the causes that put us in this situation.
That's Rio Director of Venue Management Gustavo Nascimento. 4 days of trying to correct the situation has not worked, so Nascimento said a drastic measure was needed.
We're going to grab the water from the warm-up pool, and we're going to drain the water on the competition pool, and we're going to insert this water from the warm-up pool into the competition pool.
With synchronized swimming beginning, it is critical to have clear water for both the competitors, who perform many of their moves with their heads underwater, and the judges, who have to see them. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
And also in Rio, American swimmer Michael Phelps grabbed another gold medal by swimming on the winning U.S. 4x100 medley. He swam the butterfly leg. U.S. women's 4x100 medley, that is, got gold as well. Mo Farah, Britain, recovered from a fall to defend the Olympic 10,000-meter title late on Saturday. Captain John Obi Mikel scored 1 point, set up another as Nigeria beat Denmark 2-0 to set up a men's Olympic soccer semifinal with Germany. Get more on the Olympics at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.